Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Danny Yamashiro here with my co-host, Lonnie Ka'a'a.
Aloha.
Welcome to The Good Life. We're here to help unleash your God-given purpose, offering perspectives of hope through Jesus Christ. How does a retired secondary school educator become a full-time Christian poet? This is the story of Kimberly Haunani K. Kao, who is the author of the book Tapestry, Entering the Presence of the Lord, which is a collection of 104 original Christ-honoring poems accompanied by a scripture verse. We pause here at the beginning of our show, as we typically do, to remind you the reason we have the Good Life Radio Show is to lead you, dear friend, closer and closer to our Lord Jesus Christ, for you to know that there is always hope in Jesus. No matter what you're going through, no matter what you're facing right now, no matter how things may seem like they're out of control, dear one, there's always hope in Jesus. In Jesus, who loves you so much, he died on the cross for your sins. And on that cross, he shed his precious blood to wash your sins away. He was buried, yes, and 3 days later, he rose again from the grave. And the living Christ, who has touched the heart and life of Kimberly Kao, is reaching out to you. Will you turn to Jesus? Will you open your heart to the Lord Jesus and receive him as your Savior and Lord? And that's our prayer. That's our hope in Christ. Kimberly Haunani K. Kao is a Punahou school graduate. She earned her bachelor's in Hawaiian Studies and her master's degree in Pacific Island Studies from the University of Hawaii at Manoa. She's the author of Tapestry, Entering the Presence of the Lord. She's married to Carlton. They have three adult children, Caitlin, Christina, and Kenneth. Kimberly, welcome to our show.
Thank you so much for having me, Danny. It's such an honor.
Kimberly, where did you grow up?
Well, I grew up, I'm a local girl, Hapa girl, and I grew up in Honolulu, in Wailea Kahala. I'm the youngest of five children of my dad, who is Gilbert Au, and my dear mom, Wanda Kulamanu Ellis Au.
Well, what was it like when you think back about growing up? Where you did, any memories come to mind?
Wonderful memories. I would have to say, just an important member of our family, or someone who is just so influential. Two family members, in fact, Danny, my mom, definitely, and my grandmother, and her name was Annie Palafox, and she was just like a second mom to us. She childhood memories of her staying over at our house, and she was a very strong Christian. She loved the Lord so much, and she was also a street minister, Danny, which means that into her 80s, she was still ministering and preaching the gospel. She would catch the bus. She was very independent as well, and healthy, and she would catch the bus to River Street in downtown there, and she would minister to the homeless there, preaching the gospel and reading from the Bible. And as a child, I remember traveling, and she would come with us on our trips, but day to day, she was such an important influence because she taught me about prayer as a young girl, and she would read along with my mom, Bible stories, and she also would sing worship songs to me as a child and to us, us five kids. So those are some wonderful memories I have of my mother, my grandmother, and growing up.
What song or songs, maybe one of the songs that your grandmother used to sing, do you remember?
Yes, I do. It remains one of my favorites. This was a favorite of mine that she would sing, Leaning on the Everlasting Arms.
Mm-hmm. Why did you dedicate your book, Tapestry, to your mother?
Well, my mom, she was a wonderful woman, just beautiful and vibrant, and I had such a wonderful, just one of my best friends of all. I have many, many wonderful memories of in my time of raising our kids, you know, of calling her on the phone, and we'd talk every day on the phone, and we would laugh, and we would pray, we would share, we would talk. Sometimes we would cry. And so Tapestry is dedicated in her memory, because I started writing, Danny, these very personal and beautiful poems. As you mentioned, there are 104 of them in this book, about 8 or 9 years ago. And that was a very difficult season, as that was the season when my mom was first diagnosed with her progressive and terminal disease or illness. And so I started, it was at that time I did write one of my poems in college, but the other 103 have really been written in the last 8 years. And at that time, the Lord began to bless me with the gift of these very beautiful and personal poems just covering so many issues, the emotions that we go through, and the experiences that we all share. In this world, and putting it in a way that is that would help to encourage and bless others. And as the collection of poems grew, I prayed to the Lord. I had the poems in a binder, and I prayed that the Lord would open a door, an opportunity for me to publish someday my poems. And so during the pandemic, as the pandemic was raging, you know, the Lord gave me a wonderful Christian publisher in Oregon. And so through email, and, you know, I was able to, God just led the way. He paved the way. So I give all the glory to Him, you know, for me to be able to publish this book. And that was published in January, a few months ago. And so my mom passed away on January 7th, 2020. So the book was published almost to the date, about a year after she passed away. So this book is to honor her in her memory, and to honor the Lord.
Amen. How did you become a Christian, Kimberly?
Well, I grew up in a home that, that had a Christian influence, certainly from my parents, and my mom was very influential, my grandmother. But I didn't have a personal relationship with the Lord, and that was when I made a decision and understood what that meant, the importance of it, until I became a freshman, a college freshman at the University of Hawaii. And the year was 1984, not to date myself, but how it actually happened was, one day I was sitting, you know, under a tree between classes, and two young ladies from Campus Crusade for Christ came and sat down and shared the four spiritual laws with me, and explained it in such a way that I could easily understand it. You know, though I had questions, I didn't know that, I knew of the Lord, but I didn't have a personal relationship with the Lord up until that point. And so although seeds had been planted along the way, which led to my decision to accept the Lord, so I did and became involved as an undergraduate with Campus Crusade for Christ. I was very much involved in that campus ministry. And it was also after receiving the Lord that I wrote my first poem called My Song of Inspiration. And that poem is the second to the last poem in my book that I published, Tapestry.
I'm seeing and hearing, Kimberly, threads, or maybe if I could say it this way, maybe threads of a tapestry, even with your grandmother, the songs that she would sing, the prayers that she would pray, the seeds, as you said early on in your life. When we come back from our break, Kimberly, I'd like to talk more about the book, Tapestry, how the Lord inspired you to write it, the collection of it. There's some interesting things that I've found out, like some of these poems, if I'm not mistaken, were written on napkins even, and now they made it in your book. you're listening to Kimberly Kao. She grew up in Wailai Kahala, the youngest of five children of Gilbert Au and Wanda Kulamanu Ellis Au. Her grandmother also had a tremendous influence on her, seeds planted. So my friend, you might plant seeds of the gospel in people and you might not see any fruit right away, but take heart, the Lord is still at work. Kimberly Kao is a poet. She's sharing her heart, her life, her story with us and her poems. Stay with us, we'll be right back.
Road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Polymomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042. 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Radio Show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcasts with family and friends from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Thank you to Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, A1A Electrician, and Orthopedic Surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click Partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show, on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight. Providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
It was in her freshman year of college that Kimberly Kao wrote her first poem. It was entitled My Song of Inspiration. her song of inspiration. Yes, that poem is included in her book, Tapestry. And we're talking about tapestry as it has been inspired in the heart and life of Kimberly Haunani K. Kao. Tapestry, entering the presence of the Lord. There are three sections, actually, of the book, and we'll talk about this first section called Sifting Through Our Emotions and Going Through Difficult Experiences. Hey, you're listening to the Good Life Radio Show here. Danny Yamashiro with my co-host Lani Ka'a. We're so grateful you're with us. If you're tuning in right now, or maybe caught the tail end of our last segment, you can get this program in its entirety as a gift to you. Just go to thegoodlifehawaii.com get this podcast as a gift. Share it with a family member or friend. Kimberly, you wrote these poems. Is there a poem in the section Sifting Through Our Emotions and Going Through Difficult Experiences, one that you might want to read to us today?
Sure, I would be happy to. Thank you, Danny. The first part of my book does deal with, as you had mentioned, the book is divided into three sections, and the poems in the first section of the book deal with the common but often difficult emotions and experiences that we all go through. And when I wrote these poems, it was with the hope that there would be a poem in here that would be able to resound with the reader. Poetry is such that that you can read the same poem, you know, several times, and depending on what you're going through, the season that you find yourself in, it could have a different meaning, a different impact and perspective for the reader. So, like you had mentioned, and I wanted to share a quick story before I read a poem from the first section. Many of the early poems that I wrote were written on cocktail napkins, and my husband often teases me and says, "Oh, I hope you didn't wipe your mouth and throw away those napkins," you know, because the poems are on them. You at least take a screenshot. But and that's why, even to today, you know, when I would go through fast food. Drive-throughs, I would request napkins, and it was because I was writing many of the first poems that I wrote on cocktail napkins. So the first poem I wanted to share, you know, with your listeners today is from that first section of my book, Sifting Through Our Emotions and Going Through Difficult Experiences, and it's actually the first. It's a short poem, but it's the first poem in the book and in that section on faith. It's called Faith, and it goes like this. Faith is the evidence of things not yet seen beyond what has been. Trusting the Lord, stepping out, though we cannot always see all that the Lord has planned for me. Faith is allowing the Lord to tightly hold my hand through the dark valleys and the quickening of sand. And the scripture meditation, each poem has a scripture verse for the reader to meditate on. And this scripture is Hebrews 11:1. Yes. Now, faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see.
Mm-hmm. So good. Kimberly, I'm listening to you talk about what poetry is. And it just makes me think scripture is the same. It's different for me every day. I could read the same verse and chapter every day and get something different out of it because of where I am. We call that the living word of God, the living, breathing counselor in the word of God. And I sense your poetry is so similar in that sense. You say that you designed your book to invoke deep thought and reflection. Why is that?
Well, when I started writing these poems, it was really with, and it has really become a full-time ministry for me. It's with the hope that the Holy Spirit, poetry is so personal, Lani, and like scripture. And I believe by combining the poems with scripture, it really is so powerful. It's a double blessing because the Holy Spirit can speak to each of us, you know, depending on what we're going through, and even the same person in different circumstances or seasons that we find ourselves in, can really, you know, get to the heart of the matter of what he wants to show us, invoke in us, or to mold us or to teach us. He wants us to see something and to enlighten our spirit. Mm-hmm. And so I'm just hoping that the poems and scripture in my book are able to do that mm-hmm. for the reader.
Mm-hmm. You know, I can't wait to get my hands on your book. And I just wonder this. So it seems so personal to you, what you're pouring into this. It's almost like you're pouring your soul and bearing your soul, if you will, through your poetry. In this section of going through deep, difficult experiences, has there been a poem that you've written for others that today ministers to you?
Yes. Now, did you want me to read something from the first section of the poem of the book?
It's up to you. I'm just kind of wondering, is there, you know, you are the writer for others, but then again, does it also is it also a gift back to you, any of your poems, when you are facing difficult experiences?
Oh yes, most definitely. And in fact, I feel led to at this point, Lonnie, to share with your listening audience. I'm currently going through a very difficult season. Mm-hmm. I'm going through a difficult health challenge, which came unexpectedly. Many of the storms that we go through and that I even talk about in my book and in my specific poems, storms sometimes manifest themselves. They're many times it's unexpected, and they come into our lives and kind of catch us off guard. And mm-hmm. for me, that's what happened to me toward the end of 2020. You know, I started having severe abdominal pain, and I went to my doctor, and they took tests, and they discovered two masses in my gallbladder.
Wow.
And one is growing. It's currently about 13 millimeters. I was in the middle of trying to finish my first book, this book that we're talking about mm-hmm. today. And I, with the help and the prayer of friends and with the strength and that I certainly didn't have on my own, but that can come only from the Lord, he provided the encouragement, you know, from others to press in so that I could publish this book, knowing that there was a greater purpose,
mm-hmm.
Hoping and praying that some poem in this book would change somebody's heart, somebody's life, maybe even lead them to the Lord,
mm-hmm.
Help them to learn about who God is, and for those of us who know the Lord, to build up the faith of other believers.
Mm-hmm.
And so... I did want to share this poem. This was actually a poem. It is from the first part of my book, Lonnie, but I'm happy to read it because I'm hoping maybe it will offer hope for someone who's in this position, mm-hmm. which is that I could say that I'm in this position now mm-hmm. with my health situation, you know, not knowing if it is cancer in my gallbladder.
Mm-hmm.
I'm scheduled for surgery, major cancer surgery in a few weeks, April 12th, actually.
Mm.
And as I was sharing with Lonnie and Danny, I'm actually supposed to have had surgery today, supposed to have been in the operating room. But due to some circumstances, the surgery was postponed, and I believe that the Lord wanted me to do this interview and to share with the hopes that somebody's life would be blessed,
yeah.
and that and their heart changed.
Yeah.
So, I wanted to share this poem. I wrote this poem in 2015 for my brother, Brian. And at the time, he was diagnosed with a rare brain tumor. We were told that his chances of survival was just about 1%. It was such a rare, aggressive form of brain cancer that our brain tumor that he actually had to have his the surgeon was not on Oahu. He had to go to the mainland to get his life-saving brain surgery. Mm-hmm. And he did 42 rounds of radiation treatment, and today he's cancer-free.
Wow.
So, so I did ask him if, you know, if I could put him in my book, and he said it was okay, but I wrote this poem for him, and it's about when we find ourselves, Lani, in a situation where a loved one is slipping away, and this is something that we all, unfortunately, go through, or if not, will go through in this life. And so it's meant to bring comfort and a larger perspective as we go through that difficult experience. It's called Stay. Stay, please stay. Don't go away. I'm losing you more with each passing day. Lord, I wonder if there's any way to grant us both just one more day. But alas, the sun has stopped shining, and the shadowy clouds are turning gray. The rain is pouring down. Now I slowly release you to go and receive your golden crown. And the scripture meditation is Romans 8:20-21. For the creation was subjected to frustration, not by its own choice, but by the will of the one who subjected it, in hope that the creation itself will be liberated from its bondage to decay and brought into the freedom and glory of the children of God.
Wow.
Kimberly, we thank you for your openness, your transparency, I mean, even to share about what's happening in this very moment, and then even to share about your brother, your dear brother, Brian. If somebody wants to get this book, your book, Tapestry, how can they do that?
Thank you so much for asking. There are a couple of ways to get my book. Currently, and I'm so blessed, I have worked with Kathy Tateishi, who is the bookstore manager at New Hope Church and Christian Bookstore there on Sand Island Access Road. And they are carrying my book there. They sell it. You know, if you want to, if the reader, the listener wants to go down and buy the book in person, it's there. Or online, they can go to my publisher, to that website. And I'll spell out the name of my publisher because it's a little hard to remember. It's my publisher, my wonderful Christian publisher is a Whiff and Stock. So it's spelled capital WIPF and Stock, capital STOCK. And they can just look up my name, again, Kimberly Haunani K. Kao, and the name of the book, Tapestry, Entering the Presence of the Lord. And they should be able to purchase the book there at my publisher's website. And the third way is it is available, Danny, on Amazon. So again, if you put in the name of my book or my full name, the book should come up, and it's available as a soft cover, a hard cover, and a Kindle ebook.
I can vouch for that, Kimberly. That's how I got it. Amazon.com. I put in Tapestry, and boop, there it was. You can go to Whiffenstock, you can go to New Hope's bookstore in Sand Island, or you can get it online, like I did, at Amazon.com. When we come back from our break, more from Kimberly Kao, the poet, the educator, the woman who has a heart for the Lord from her college days, really from seeds planted from her grandmother. She has been used by God to touch the hearts of those around her, and being used by God to touch the hearts of many, many, many more. Even you, dear friend, and Lonnie, and me, and we are so, so grateful. More from Kimberly Cow, Heart to Heart with you, when we come back. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup, I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Amashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ Is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter, or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Lani Ka'a'a here in studio. I'm the co-host with Danny Yamashiro in today's show, and our featured guest is Kimberly Cow. It was in her freshman year of college she wrote her very first poem, entitled My Song of Inspiration, which was a literary anthem of her newfound love relationship with the Lord. She joined Campus Crusade for Christ, was very active on campus, just fell more and more in love with him. Since then, she has written 103 other poems and put them into a beautiful book called Tapestry. In our last segment, we talked about sort of the three parts of the book. And the second part of the book, Kimberly, is about searching, finding the Lord once again. What inspired those poems?
Thank you, Mahalo, Alani. These poems, I feel that the entire book, and I hope that your listening audience will feel the same way, is a journey of sorts. And each of the events that we go through, our experiences, even the most painful ones, are God will weave into a beautiful tapestry the dark, not only the light fibers, but the dark fibers in our life. He can use to the most difficult experiences to minister to others, maybe others that are coming up behind us and are going through similar experiences. So the second part of the book, Lani, are a collection of poems. Personally, for me in my walk with the Lord, and it would be different for everyone, but in our personal walk with the Lord, they are considered searching poems or contemplative poems. Mm. And there are times when we may feel dry spiritually, or just out of, you know, the Lord is always there for us, but we don't quite feel connected, or we have some major decisions that we have to make. I remember this prompted, you know, 7 or 8 of these poems. I remember struggling with a decision that I had to make. and going back and forth and wondering what to do. So it really is, the purpose of these poems is to really open up the venue of communication with the Lord. Not only, it's so important that we train ourselves in our walk with the Lord to hear the voice of the Lord, to listen. For myself, many times I find myself talking, but, you know, the Lord is teaching me to hear, really hear, and to listen and for his voice. Many times he speaks to us quietly in the, as a prompting of the Holy Spirit. And so, again, these poems are my experience, but it would be different. Again, it would affect each reader differently. But just the experience of searching again for the Lord. Maybe we've fallen away, or we haven't had much time to really spend with him. Because with any relationship that we have, and the relationship with the Lord is no different. The more that we time that we spend with him, the more we come to love him. Mm-hmm. Love in our heart just grow more and more. But if we're not, just like with our spouses, for example, if we're not spending enough time with them, then that can begin to stagnate, though the relationship is still there. And so that's the purpose of these poems leading up into the last section of the book, is to really kind of rejuvenate that relationship with the Lord, the communication, you know, listening for him, maybe searching for him, and maybe even in this section, finding him as well. And so, it would be different and very personal with each reader and each of your listening audience.
Yeah. You know, it makes me think, I think I have spent much time, probably the most time would be in this section of your book in my own life, just, struggling through, juggling, you know, the demands of life, the fast pace that we're now in. And, you know, I also think of the listener out there and myself at times in my life where I feel very distant, not just, you know, because of, hey, I didn't spend enough time, but there's some really, you know, times in my life that I've made choices that have put me in places of feeling ashamed, feeling unloved, feeling, how do I get back there? You know, I know what it is. I know where I've been, and I know I want that back, that relationship with Jesus Christ and the closeness that, and that peace that only comes from that, those times. But I'm in a place, maybe our audience, we're in a place where it's so far. And is there a poem that you might read that could speak to a listener right now who desires deeply but doesn't know how?
There is, and I want to read that now. I want to read and share this poem called Reflections, and I wrote this really standing and looking at a pool of water with stones and a fountain, and this beautiful poem came to me, and it really talks about who we are, that the Lord can and always does see beyond into. He's the lover of our soul, after all, Lani. And so you can see deep beyond, you know, whatever facade we have or whatever we're wanting to portray into who we really are, the essence of our soul. And so this poem is called Reflections. It goes like this. Water flowing and cascading, a continuous disharmonious cacophony plunging downward, harmonic restitution. As water hits water, water collides with more water, a circular collection of murky liquid amassed amidst slippery sunken stones. Searching the cloudy depths of the pool, I cannot see my reflection at the bottom of the pool, but the water looks so inviting, crisp and cool. Who is that reflection staring back at me? For only the Lord can truly see. No eye has ever seen all of me that could have been. The recesses of my soul now revealed. even those parts which until now have been carefully concealed, my heart is now open wide. No longer will I hide. And the scripture meditation is Psalm 139:16, that your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be.
Mm. That's good. That is so good. You know, I hear so much depth in your word and in the writing, and certainly that is a gift. That is a blessing. Why do you believe that God gave you this gift?
Well, thank you for asking. So many of the poems are so personal. They were really crafted during seasons, although I'm even now in a difficult season, as I shared, but seasons of suffering, seasons of uncertainty, of pain, of illness, of loss. And so I felt that, you know, and even in writing the poems, even now, I am writing poems for my second book, actually.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
That the Lord made it clear as I was going, you know, publishing the book, and even now, that you know, we all have been blessed with gifts and different gifts, and that those gifts are to be used to build up the body of Christ and for His glory.
Mm.
And so it was really in writing these poems, I came to understand and hope and pray that although these were my experiences and many times my emotions, it was something that others could relate to. They were relatable, and they were personal. It could be applied to different situations that we find ourselves in. Even the same poem could have a different meaning at a different time. And so my hope is that somehow in reading and in sharing these poems and in others reading the poems in the book, that they would be encouraged to build their faith or to come to know the saving grace of Jesus Christ, maybe even for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
You're listening to Kimberly Cao sharing her heart, sharing her life, sharing her gifts with us, her gift of poetry, her gift of sensitivity and rhyme. And when we come back, you'll hear more from her. You can get her book. It's available at Amazon.com. Just put Kimberly Cao or type in Tapestry and the book will come up. You can also get it at the New Hope Bookstore on Sand Island, as well as Whiffenstock. Whiffenstock is W-I-P-H in stock. You can get it at their website as well. More from Kimberly Cao when we come back. The final part of her book, Tapestry, is redemption and restoration. I mean, she just talked about pain, illness, loss. I don't know about you, but have you experienced some of those things in the recent months or in the past year or so? Isn't it time for a word of redemption and restoration, even entering the presence of the Lord? Kimberly Cao will be here to share more heart to heart with you when we come back. Stay with us.
Desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
In times of economic challenge, opportunities arise. All we need is someone to say, I believe in you. Michael Beasley, a senior executive of Kaiani Team Aloha, has seen Kaiani products improve the quality of people's lives. Michael Beasley says Kaiani's mission is to empower people globally to experience better health, wealth, and a lot of fun.
Contact Michael Beasley at 277-9528. Live outside the 9-to-5 workday. Become the CEO of your own business while Kayani handles the details. That's Michael Beasley at 277-9528. 277-9528. Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. There are times when injuries take place. In some cases, surgical care is necessary. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi at 484-2042, 484-2042.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Radio Show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcasts with family and friends from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Thank you to Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kayani, Fran Villarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arunaga Financial Group Incorporated, A1A Electrician, and orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click Partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show, on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Aloha Lani Ka'a here in studio with Danny Yamashiro at The Good Life Hawaii. You can catch this podcast from front to back. If you go to goodlifehawaii.com, you can download this wonderful interview time we're having with Kimberly Kao about her book, Tapestry. It's a collection of poems she's been writing for many, many years. The gift of poetry writing that the Lord planted in her 30 years ago as a college student came to life. She began to write many beautiful, profound, and God-honoring poems, actually partnering them with so incredible scriptures that really speak and cause each one of us, when we listen, to ponder, to pause, to just think about our relationship with the Lord. The majority of those that she wrote, funny, were written on napkins. She prayed to God that it would someday, that she would someday be able to publish her collection of poems, and this year, God opened that door. In January, she published her book, and it can be found on Amazon.com. It can also be found at the New Hope Bookstore on Sand Island Road. Kimberly, we've had such a great time talking, but we really kind of brought in the last section of your book called Redemption and Restoration, Entering the Presence of the Lord. Is there a particular poem that you could read to us about this section, Redemption and Restoration, and what hope that brings?
Yes, thank you, Mahalo, Lani. He is our Redeemer. He can restore the most, our brokenness, the mess, you know, the pain, the uncertainty, all of the loss, our deepest, most difficult experiences of life. He can restore. He can use for our good and for His glory. Mm-hmm. So I think that some of the most beautiful and profound poems in this book are found in this last section, mm-hmm. Because each one is a example using a different metaphor, using different imagery of how Christ can the many ways that He redeems each one of us. And that is where, like you had shared, Lani, where our hope is found, is in Him, in the Lord. So I wanted to share this last poem. It's called The Painting, and it goes like this. God is the divine restorer of our lives. The canvas, this displaying an array of dark and light shades of paint. For each and every one of us as believers are his precious saint. With each carefully crafted stroke, God will evoke, born out of our distressing circumstances and pain, our invaluable gain, a deeper faith, richer maturity, pure beauty, and spiritual insight, bringing forth hope and eternal light, molding us more into the image of his Son, the will of the Father in our lives now done. And the scripture meditation is Psalm 6, 9. The Lord has heard my cry for mercy. The Lord accepts my prayer.
Wow. That is a beautiful poem. Thank you so much for sharing that. That was called again.
The painting.
The painting. That is amazing. How creative, how beautiful that is. Kimberly, what you're inspiring more than anything in me is this question, my challenge, and my challenge maybe to everyone listening. You are using your gifts and talents just as the Lord called you to, by faith and obedience, and it's making a difference. It's bringing hope. It's changing lives. It's touching hearts. My challenge to me and everyone listening is, what are we doing with our gifts and talents? Whether it's poetry, is it worship? Is it doing interviews on the radio? What are we doing to give glory to God, to bring his word and his message and his gospel to a needed world, a needy world? When you think about, I'd like to ask you to pray, Kimberly, but when you think about those days wondering about poetry, Lord, you want me to publish poetry? What was the inspiration that moved you to saying, yes, this is what I'll do?
The inspiration, I think it's really comes down to obedience. Because sometimes the Lord will call us. I actually wrote a poem today, right before this interview. It will be part of my second book. It's called Beyond the Shore. And many times, as Christians, as believers, we can feel safe, on the shore. But sometimes there are seasons when God calls us beyond the shore into the deep, where we're not out of our comfort zone. And that has to do, again, with obedience and faith. Mm-hmm. It comes down to faith and trusting in the Lord. And so everyone has different gifts. Each gift is important, and the Father knows who's to have each gift. No gift is more important than the other, because even if someone can serve a meal or cook a meal, that could be a blessing to someone. Mm-hmm. We never know how those gifts can impact somebody's life. And so maybe this will be the day that someone can step out in faith, mm-hmm, with their gifts and bless somebody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Kimberly, I'd like to ask you if you would pray for that member in our audience, myself included. Would you pray for all of us? Would you pray for that inspiration, for whatever the Lord has put on your heart?
Yes. Would it be all right if I were to sing, or would you like me to pray, or what would you, what do you feel
I
is
think
best?
It would be amazing if you would sing.
Father God, thank you for this time on The Good Life with Reverend Danny Yamashiro and with Lonnie. I feel so blessed and honored. Lord, we never know where you're going to take us and what direction, if we would just open our hearts to your leading, mm-hmm, Spirit. And Father, I pray that as I share this song and as we pray to end our interview time, I pray that somebody's heart would be encouraged and changed and moved by the power of the Holy Spirit. and that perhaps someone today may be the day of salvation. We thank you so much for the opportunity to serve you, Lord, and I just pray that you would help us to hear your voice, Lord, and to use the gifts that you've given each one of us, so special and so precious in your sight, for your glory and for your kingdom. And we pray all of these things as a special blessing for the good life and for future guests and for Lonnie and Danny as they go forward, that many, many would be blessed by their podcast. And we pray all of these things. We love you, Lord, and we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. So this is the blessing. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine, be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. Amen. 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 The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine, be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Kimberly, we receive that blessing from the Lord through you, and we thank you for being with us today. Thank you.
Thank you. God bless.
Inspiring words from Kimberly Kahl. You can get her book Tapestry at Amazon.com. My friend, God's timing is perfect. And there's no better time than right now to share the love of Christ with someone near you. And if you haven't done so, hey, we believe this could be the perfect moment for you to open your heart to Christ. Go to thegoodlifeway.com, click Get to Know Jesus. I've got a video set up for you there. And if you'd like to stand with us with your prayers or to make your financial support to make a donation, go to thegoodlifeway.com and click Partners. I thank you in advance. Psalm 16:24 says, "Gracious words are a honeycomb, sweet to the soul and healing to the bones." It's always a blessing to be with you. Thank you to Kimberly Kahl. Find out more about her at Amazon.com. Until next time, along with my co-host and guest coordinator, Lonnie Ka'a, technical producer, Chaz Ontai, and web designer, Arlen Nagata, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org, and may God richly bless you with The Good Life.